Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. You can call in and talk about anything you want, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I have been at work all day, so I have absolutely nothing in the way of show prep. I generally don't anyway because of the restrictions of my release. I'm basically allowed to use Fox and MSNBC for news.
I wondered about that because I knew there were some restrictions. And have you found anything useful on any of those?
Useful?
Or that you want to talk about?
Sure. But, I mean, I haven't really had the chance to do that today. Evidently, though, a North Carolina man was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy who was executing a search warrant. So that's the news today. Police are still killing people.
They've been doing that this whole week.
They've been doing that this whole decade, and then some. Who else have they killed?
There was a 15-year-old, right, that got shot in the chest? Right.
Yeah. Is that the same one that was going to stab another girl but it got shot?
She had a knife. I don't know about the whole story, but I knew she had a knife.
Yeah, I just saw headlines on that.
There's also news from MSNBC about China being behind another hack as U.S. cybersecurity issues are mounting. So evidently, the Chinese government, to the surprise of no one, is, you know, hacking the United States government. I don't particularly care about that, though, because it's just two governments fighting with each other.
Yep, exactly.
I really don't care what the result of that is going to be. And I don't really care what the details of it are.
Yeah, Mark tried to tell me on the show that China is like a million times more evil than the United States government, whether I want to believe it or not. And I just don't really see it. I think that they're both pretty evil.
Mark has this weird anti-China thing going on. It's very peculiar. I would agree the Chinese government, I would probably rather be under the jurisdiction of the American government than the Chinese government.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the American government didn't, you know, weld people shut in their homes in response to COVID-19.
That really happened.
Allegedly? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to trust any news that comes out of China because it's all going to be underground. The yeah. Chinese government isn't going to admit to doing that.
Of course not.
But they do have concentration camps for like 3 million-ish Uyghur Muslims. And they're kind of genociding them. So I have to agree the Chinese government is a bit more evil than the American
government.
Yeah, I'd
probably much rather live here.
I just think like that's what they're doing to their own people, which is horrible. But the United States government is doing that to people all over the world. So it's kind of even. They're both very evil. I mean, Mark was like, are your organs being harvested? No. But
it's a fair point. They are
right.
They are forcefully sterilizing people and are harvesting.
And Americans are going over to get organs.
Oh, that's scary.
Right?
That's unpleasant. I'm not surprised though. I mean, if we just opened this up to, you know, free trade where people could just sell a kidney if they wanted to, then a lot of this would go away, but they can't.
That would mean there would be a lot of companies not making so much money.
Yeah, unfortunately. But anyway, we're coming to an end of the mask mandates, it would seem. At least here in New Hampshire, the statewide mandate has expired. But apparently more liberal publications are calling for stopping outdoor mask mandates, saying that it's meaningless political theater. This is from Fox News, which is why they are focusing on it. A trio of stories in left-leaning news outlets this week called for either the end of outdoor mask mandates or pleaded with Americans to embrace a return to normal life, as the coronavirus vaccines continue to be distributed in the millions.
Have you noticed that there's been a decrease in people wearing masks in New Hampshire since that ended?
I haven't.
I haven't either. They all still have them on their cars and are in their cars and on the sidewalk and running and jogging.
Well, here in Keene, it's still required. So the Keene City Ordinance is still in place. So that may be why, but you're
But I go to like Walpole, Westmoreland, or I go to like all kinds of places. I'm, you know, all kinds of places. And I see everyone in most of the stores, even the gas stations that you go in, they don't say anything. But when you go in, the, you know, the clerk has it and the customers have it. And you're usually the only one. And of course, I take the kids in. So
Atlantic staff writer Derek Thompson called for governments to give an off-ramp to normalcy by getting rid of outdoor mask rules. I can't believe outdoor mask rules even exist in the first place.
Yeah, I just kind of thought people were doing that to themselves outside.
Yeah, I had hoped they were. At least here in New Hampshire, we were never told you have to wear a mask outdoors.
No, but kids have to wear them when they play sports.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Whenever they play kids' sports, the basketball teams, the soccer teams, the anything that is a league that is ran by some kind of organization, they had to have the masks on.
So Derek Thompson likened people wearing their masks while walking into a restaurant only to take it off as they sat down in proximity to other people in order to eat to someone unbuckling their seatbelt as they started driving. Well, they have to take their mask down to eat.
That would make sense.
I mean, that's unavoidable. It's not like you have to take your seatbelt off in order to drive. You don't, but you do have to take your mask down in order to eat at a restaurant. I have officially seen these people who pull down their masks in between bites and then pull it back up to chew.
Yep, I've seen that too.
It's so depressing.
That's really just gross to me. Like, I don't know. I already don't want to know that you have, like, your breath just in your mask all day, but definitely not your, like, cheeseburger chewing breath. That's so gross. Just directly into some cloth.
Well, plus there's the reality that the more they touch their mask, the more they're spreading germs onto their hands. And I don't know what Coconut is so excited about, but he is really loving me at the moment. He's not bothering me. As more and more of the population is vaccinated, governments need to give Americans an off-ramp to the post-pandemic world. Ending outdoor mask mandates, or at the very least telling people when they can expect outdoor mask mandates to lift, is a good place to start for a few reasons. This has to be in, like, California or something.
Has it said where it is?
It hasn't.
Okay.
But outdoor mask mandates is just so foreign a concept to me. Studies have repeatedly shown that outdoor transmission of the virus is exceedingly rare, with the only examples being when people are talking loudly in close quarters or a large crowd for a significant length of time. Thompson noted that axing outdoor mask rules would also lead more people to wear them indoors, where transmission is most likely to occur. I don't know about that. I had COVID-19, definitively lost my sense of smell or taste, didn't get tested because there was no point.
Because you had it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one I work with got sick. So I don't know how transmissible it really is, but not a single person I came in contact with got COVID-19 as a result. So the New Republic's Natalie Scheer mocked Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker for instituting an outdoor mask mandate in November in response to a surge in cases and said its ongoing ubiquity is meaningless political theater. She acknowledged their use in northeastern blue cities had persisted, quote, as a strong social norm. So these liberal publications, they're not calling for an end to mask mandates. They're calling for an end to outdoor mask mandates.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Which, I guess that's still good, but, you know, when Sununu let this mask mandate in New Hampshire expire, he said something to the effect of, I would have to pull it up to get the exact quote, but it was, we don't need a mandate for New Hampshire people to know how to take care of one another. And it was like, okay. But that was true 2 weeks ago, too,
right,
when you had your mandate in place. But he basically admitted that no mandate was necessary, had never been necessary, because the people of New Hampshire know how to care for one another. But that didn't stop him.
Yeah, he still had it in place.
Yeah. He didn't repeal it. He just had a sudden change of heart, it would seem. Except he really didn't.
I heard from Vincent that it was really just that they made it to where he had to go along with repealing it. So he's just kind of putting his name on it right after the fact when it actually didn't have anything to do with him. Like, he didn't, like, just choose to repeal it. I don't care about politics. It's hard to talk about it correctly. But the House people that were, like, the free staters, they made almost, like, 50% in their votes. So they had to repeal it. Like, he didn't get the chance to renew it. Like, it actually wasn't him, like, vetoing the mask mandate. It actually wasn't Sununu's, like, choice. And then he just went along with it.
Well, he's the only one with the choice. Vincent's incorrect.
But I think it was
we may have the numbers of the House of Representatives to overturn his ability to issue executive orders or something like that. but to also have the Senate, and then he's got to sign off on it, and it would go back to the House, and, you know, they'd have to override the veto.
I could be explaining it wrong, but, like, he couldn't veto it because of the amount of, like, it was more than 50%. And that would have been, like, his only answer. I don't know. Let me, like, get the actual, like, words straight with Vincent, and then I'll report back.
And it would have taken years. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do that. 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about... I'm not going to be able to find it quickly enough. So I don't want to tell you about anything at the moment because I'm very unprepared and I'm trying to do several things at once, like always, and just worked a freaking 10-hour shift, so I'm not at the top of my game as one would expect. I mean, I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning as well, and that's super weird for me considering I like sleeping until like 1 in the afternoon. But anyway, we do in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
See, I may have even already done that. I'm not sure.
Not this time. Okay. We did before.
Yeah, I did that last night, though, like twice, right in the same segment.
Did everybody say their names?
Yeah. But they pointed out that they'd also just done that. But let's go to the phones. We got Mark calling. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Oh, you're muted on the board.
Tonight.
I'm sorry. Start over, Mark.
I said, hello, girls. It sounds like She Talk Live tonight.
Hey, Mark. We're enjoying it. How are you?
All's well. Thanks. Aria, you may need to turn up your mic a little bit. Angie and Bonnie are much more clear than you are.
Okay.
So I'm driving down to, Florida. I am currently in Florida. And as I drive, I have plenty of time to think. And I'm just becoming more and more impatient with this judge, whomever it is, in Ian's case. It's been 5 weeks to determine whether or not Ian is safe enough to get out. We had to, listen to one magistrate give a 17-page tortured explanation as to why she felt like he was economically dangerous. Not so economically dangerous that the FBI actually did anything about him for 5 years, mind you, but economically dangerous that now that they have this tenuous and, clawing case of theirs, that he must stay in jail so that he can't get out to talk to his attorney and actually put a case together to fight it. She went through talking about his world passport, which is a novelty item that he bought on the internet, suggesting that if he gave it up, he'd be able to buy another. Well, so would anybody who ever gets out on bail. They'd be able to buy a world passport too.
It was $100.
That's how the internet works.
Yeah,
it's $100. If that, I'm sure you could write them and get it for cheaper. It's just a piece of paper, and. So that's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. She said that he was economically dangerous and that he didn't have ties to New Hampshire. A guy who's lived in New Hampshire for almost 20 years, run for governor, recently moved his girlfriend to New Hampshire, somehow doesn't have ties to New Hampshire. Exactly what the ties to New Hampshire look like if Ian Freeman doesn't have them, I don't know.
Yeah, he always comes back.
Right. He doesn't even like to leave.
No, he hates it. Hates to leave. If he goes someplace, it's got to be very, very clear as to when he goes and, when he returns. And believe me, I'm the guy who makes the schedules of when he leaves, and he doesn't like to leave. So this judge just dragging his feet, presumably it's a he, I don't know, dragging his feet, waiting to make some kind of determination. It is, to me, the magistrate's already transparently shown that she is a tool of the, prosecution. But this judge the judge is beginning to make me believe that the executive and the judicial are in collusion once again.
Well, would you think anything different?
I'm hoping that the judge isn't a shill for an underlying authoritarian regime, but I'm beginning to think otherwise.
Well, I think that they're always on the same team.
Well, the judicial branch is the most loved of the branches.
Right.
Remember, people compare the legislative branch to cockroaches. So, I mean, it's not a high bar or anything. And people trust judges more than they trust other people. And I would call myself in that same boat. I still believe that judges every once in a while will call a foul, and call a strike, you know? But I also understand that many judges are prosecutors and have a very difficult time, you know, giving up that that way of thinking.
And we're waiting on the judge now to make a decision, correct?
That's correct. We're waiting for him to determine whether or not Ian can get out of jail on bond or get a bond at all. Now, remember, the pedophile police union chief in Boston got $250,000 bond.
I did not know that.
Right off the bat.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, a guy who is legitimately a danger to society is given a bond because, he works, it's professional courtesy, you know, he works for the system. But, you know, a guy who is not even accused of ever harming anyone is rots in jail because he might buy a rubber chicken on the internet. So I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, has anyone done any research on this judge yet? Does anyone know this person's name?
I don't know this person's name or done any research on this judge.
I haven't been able to find anything. I've been on the docket thing that I got for the Pacer account or whatever, and I haven't seen any update about ever since the appeal was put in.
Yeah, has a judge even been assigned to it yet?
Well, they assigned a case, they assigned a date for the court case next month, as though Ian's going to be ready for that. I mean, you know, they've had 5 years to prepare and, you know, like 50,000 pages of discovery. Ian's legal team obviously isn't going to be able to jump into that. And obviously the judge will give them time to
That's outdated information. The case has already been scheduled tentatively for, I think, March of 2022.
The reschedule then?
Yes. I don't recall the exact time frame. I mean, it hasn't even been scheduled. They're like, hey, this is the soonest that any of this could possibly happen. And it was like spring of 2022 or something. So that's already been pushed back. I mean, obviously, yes, discovery of 50, 60,000 pages of evidence. There's no possible way anyone's attorney here could possibly look over that amount of information in the time frame of May the 4th. So, yeah.
So, Mark, how likely do you think it would be that they would push this as long as they can and keep him in there until the actual trial in March of 2022?
That seems unlikely. I think they have to make a decision at some point. It's my opinion, just sitting out here, you know, coming up with excuses for them, is that they have to let him out. They just, they just always want to do what the prosecution says. So they're dragging their feet on a ruling which, it's a completely unsubstantiated piece of paper.
Mark, do you want to stick around for another? Do you want to stick around?
No. All right.
Let you go. Take care, Mark.
Thanks so much for the call tonight, Mark. 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves like Mark just did and bitch about something if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations tomorrow.
200 million shots in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation.
Speaking at the White House, the president calling it stunning progress. The president aided by Operation Warp Speed, which was started under former President Donald Trump. More Americans favor keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices and those who want to expand it. A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. USA Radio News. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in 6 counties over the recent jump in illegal immigrants being detained at the border. Ducey blaming the surge on the Biden White House.
It's clear that they have no plan. They can't even agree on whether this is a crisis or not. One day the president himself says it is. The next day, others in the administration take it back.
Ducey, visiting Yuma, Arizona, says the White House isn't dealing with the surge at the border.
Now, at times, it seems like they fully understand the reality, and they're putting their heads in the sand and trying to ignore it anyway.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may consider another run for the White House. According to the political website Axios, Christie, the Republican-turned-TV pundit, has been telling friends he'd be the only candidate with executive experience who has previously mounted a national campaign. Publicly, Christie said he hasn't ruled out the idea of running. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Angie, and Bonnie. And Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then you should check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Now, Angie, you brought in a fascinating story that I think people are going to enjoy.
Yes, I found one earlier on CNN that said, let me go to it, that says, poor sleep nearly doubles risk of sexual dysfunction in women.
What do they describe as sexual dysfunction?
Well, I am unsure at the moment what they describe as sexual dysfunction, but it just talks about how women, as they get older and they don't get enough sleep, were nearly twice as likely to issue reports of lack of sexual interest or pleasure than women who got plenty of shut-eye.
Okay. So
yeah.
That's sexual dysfunction, then, is just being not horny?
Not interested, but that could also be you have a long-term partner and you don't like them, or you have kids and you're irritated. I mean, there's a lot of things that could probably stem from. but it says that it was a study that poor sleep was measured by the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, which asks questions about ability to fall and stay asleep and the use of sleep medication, daytime drowsiness, and more. The study also found that good sleep quality was linked with having more sexual activity. Does that surprise anyone?
I mean, it kind of does. I don't sleep at all, but I'm fairly sexually active.
Right. It surprises me because I get such good sleep and I get so excited to go to sleep. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, my boyfriend's going to want to have sex with me, but I just want to go to sleep because it's going to be great.
But you're not considered an older woman. I mean, you're still in your prime.
Oh. I hate sleeping, and I always have. I mean, it's just little slices of unconsciousness.
I'm grumpy if I don't get sleep.
Well, sure. As am I, but I still don't like the idea of sleeping, and I don't like knowing that I have to sleep.
Wow, I'm the total opposite. I, like, get excited to go to sleep and go to dream world.
I would rather be productive for those few hours.
So how long do you think you sleep when you sleep? Like, per night, what's your average?
5 hours.
Well, that's I probably get 7 to 8.
I hate sleeping.
But now what's your sleep schedule?
Like, 7 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, something like that.
Well,
on average, it probably works out to being closer to 6 hours a night. Because it's usually about 7 that I fall asleep, not 8.
I know that Michael can get sleep. He sleeps like that kind of schedule, and he can get a little bit of sleep and function like forever, say up till 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, and not me. I'm completely dead.
Do you like the night, though, Aria? Because I hate the night. I like sleeping through it so it doesn't exist in my world.
I love the night. During the day, trying to be productive is almost impossible because people are texting me or calling me or emailing me. At night, none of that happens. I can just sit there and focus on a thing and be productive and not have to worry about whether or not Ernie wants to play a pre-recorded show or something.
But now how often do you miss things during the day when people need you?
If they need me before 1 a.m., that's their, I mean, 1 in the afternoon, that's their problem.
So they know. They're like, oh, no, Aria's sleeping. Just, we'll wait.
Back when I had Telegram and actually said there on my account, don't message me before noon.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Back to this. It says, if you put a platter of sleep and a platter of sex in front of a tired woman, she's going to pick sleep every time. These results, she added, should be a wake-up call for physicians to begin asking their patients about their sleep and their sexual functioning. In an ideal world, every woman should be asked by a primary care provider about her sexual function. And is this happening? No, it is not. Sleep may be sometimes something easier to ask about, and poor sleep is associated with many negative outcomes, such as cardiovascular disease. If she's not sleeping well, that leads to the next question, because sexual function is probably suffering too. Sleep and sex are intertwined. It's not just women who experience sexual dysfunction due to poor sleep. It's men. A 2009 study found obstructive sleep apnea, a potentially serious sleep disorder in which breathing repeatedly stops and starts, was linked to erectile dysfunction and more global sexual difficulties in men.
Interesting. I have sleep apnea.
Well, sleep apnea is where you stop breathing, yeah, right, for a little bit?
That sucks.
Do you have one of the machines?
No.
Have you ever had it?
I'm just going to let it kill me one day. I mean, what do I care?
Oh, well.
But won't you always start breathing again?
I'm sorry?
Won't you always start breathing again with sleep apnea? Okay.
Well, I mean, some people die of it, but I don't think it's anything that's worth my time or concern.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're pretty fit, so they might be in, like, bad shape or obese. Or...
There's an NFL player who was in, like, he was, like, 32 or something, and he died of sleep apnea in his sleep.
Oh, well, he's
probably
in good shape.
But it seems to be pretty rare.
Okay.
Does it, like, wake you up because you're like, oh, my God, I stopped breathing?
It has woken me up before, but only because I had stopped breathing for such a long period of time that I began convulsing, and that woke me up.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it hasn't happened in years.
Okay, so maybe your lifestyle was different?
Oh, it was for sure different.
Okay. It says there are a number of reasons, on the other hand, that having good sex is linked to better sleep. Orgasms are not only relaxing, which can promote slumber, but they result in a boost of certain hormones that aid sleep in both men and women after sex. In women, for example, estrogen levels increase after an orgasm, and that can enhance REM cycles and promote a better night's sleep. I don't know. After I have an orgasm, I'm pretty energized. I am not sleepy at all.
I'm so sleepy right after having sex.
No. Michael's like, hey. And I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to sleep now. And he just conks out. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up and clean the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. No.
says in men, orgasms increases production of a hormone called prolactin that promotes deep wave sleep, the type of that the body needs to repair and restore itself. In a new study, over 3,400 women who visited the Mayo Health Clinics in Rochester, Minnesota and Scottsdale, Arizona, completed questionnaires on sleep quality from December 2016 to September 2019. The women who were average of age 53 also underwent clinical evaluation for sexual dysfunction and were asked to rate their level of distress about their sex life. You can't call it sexual dysfunction unless a woman is distressed about it, they said. For example, a woman can have low sexual desire, but it may not bother her. So we are the first study to my knowledge that has actually looked at not only sexual function but distress related to that. The research was part of the larger study called the Dreams Research, if you want to look into it, where 9,000 women were studied for a dozen years.
Jesus, that's an extensive study.
I would think so. Says what to do. First, don't hesitate to discuss both sleep and sexual concerns with your physician. While most women will be able to identify that they're suffering from a mood disorder like depression or anxiety, they may not realize that they are struggling with other issues, such as sleep apnea or the uncontrollable urge to move your legs called restless leg syndrome.
I still think that's a completely fabricated disease.
Restless leg syndrome?
Yeah. I mean, they had a medication that didn't do anything except make people not move when they sleep.
So it's like a sleeping pill.
So they're like, all right, well, we've already spent 15 years and $10, $20, $30 million trying to invent this drug, and it turns out it doesn't really do anything. So let's just invent this disease and convince people they have it.
Well, I think that it would probably be something about what they ingested before they were getting ready to go to sleep, like even hours before, coffee, caffeine, sodas, you know, lots of sugar, depending on what they put in their bodies is going to determine how well they sleep.
Also true. And I'm not, even if, I mean, restless leg syndrome, whatever, I'm not sure it's abnormal for people to move in their sleep.
No, I don't think so.
It's certainly not something that needs to be treated with medication, in my opinion, but I'm not a medical doctor, so what do I know?
Says women can also do their best to practice good sleep hygiene. For example, you can exercise. Try outside if possible. Try to get some exercise, which will reduce build-up stress chemicals and promote better sleep.
Do they mean exercise before sleep?
I believe so. Exercise during the day, maybe, which will help you be exhausted at night if you do it right.
I could see that one, but they want me to start, like, doing jumping jacks or something before I'm going to bed.
That's your heart rate's going to be high.
It's like, that's the opposite of what I'm trying to achieve here. What are your thoughts? Do you have sleep issues leading to sexual frustrations, or what was the terminology they used?
Sexual dysfunction.
Sexual dysfunction. 603-283-6160. More coming up. Unless you want to talk about something else, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want, 603-283-6160. And we talked to Mark earlier, who alluded to the Crypto 6, because on March the 16th of 2021, that's this year, obviously, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, my house, Renee and Andy Spinella's house, and Colleen Fordham, the 60-year-old grandmother. We were then arrested and taken into custody, while Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. You may be wondering what you can do to help. Check out eCrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because these charges aren't a joke. This case is likely going to affect cryptocurrency for decades to come. And it's going to take a serious legal team and experts to protect us from further state aggression. This case will likely set precedent, help us in our fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones. So we've got Tom calling from here in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Going back to the day when George Floyd was being murdered and some humans were shooting the cops with cameras, okay? And that got gathered the evidence, and that got one cop convicted, but George Floyd is dead. And imagine if they had, why didn't people go up there and shoot the cop with guns? And the reason is because the government intimidates people out of protecting somebody who is being brutally murdered. This is part of the problem. It's not just cops being free to lie their way out of murder charges. It's people being intimidated into standing by and not doing anything about it. And so laws need to be changed so that, if you're there when it's happening and you kill the cop, then you are not guilty of any crime. And let's say they're arresting somebody on a curfew violation, and the humans go out and they kill the cop, and the next day the state Supreme Court hands down its long-awaited ruling, which is that the curfew is so unconstitutional that even the government's own puppet judges in the government's own kangaroo courts cannot uphold it. That means it was null and void, ab initio, from the beginning, from the moment that it was...
Let me interject, because you're wrong. People aren't scared of, you know, stopping the police from doing what they're doing. People are scared of peer pressure and how their peers will judge them. There have been numerous studies about this, taking people who were, quote, supposed to be waiting for interviews, or that's what they were told. They were waiting on an interview in a lobby. So the study involved people sending smoke out of a door in order to make it look like there was a fire. And when the person was alone, they would always go knock on the door, make sure nothing was on fire, make sure everyone was okay. But as soon as you introduced another person into that situation, even as their eyes were watering from smoke, they would just sit there and pretend like everything was fine, because the absolute last thing the average human being wants is to be perceived as overreacting. That's why people won't get involved with cops. That's what caused people to stand there and watch as, like, six men raped a woman. They didn't want to look like they were overreacting.
Well, I would say that I would be scared to shoot the cop in that situation because there was four other cops there that might just shoot at me.
So that all of those cops are equally
guilty. We shouldn't
be
shooting cops anyway.
Oh, no, yeah, but let's say that he's just, like, going up to a random person and just starts beating them up, like, punching them in the face and stuff, and, like, your average person would want to retaliate against the cop, maybe not even shoot them. If there's four other cops standing around there watching, you might not do anything because the four other cops would start doing that to you. You know what I mean?
Well, keep in mind, let's say the next day, like I say, the state Supreme Court hands down its long-awaited ruling that the curfew is null and void, which
what
means
curfew?
It was equally... null and void,
no
equally
idea.
Unconstitutional the moment
there's no
that
curfew
it was enacted.
There's no curfew in New Hampshire, Tom.
Therefore, let me finish the point. Therefore,
what are you talking about? There's no curfew in New Hampshire.
If a cop is trying to arrest somebody on a...
Have a good night, Tom. I don't know what you're talking about.
He kept mentioning curfew, and I was unsure. But didn't you say he was from New Hampshire?
He said there. He's Tom from New Hampshire. He said there's a Supreme Court ruling tomorrow that the curfew is unconstitutional. Dude, what curfew?
I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to make a point, and he just never got to it.
I don't know.
He didn't really listen to either of our points anyway.
No, he's one of the people who just likes to talk, and that's fine, but I have to know what you're talking about in order for that to happen. And in that particular scenario,
you just hush and let him finish.
Yeah, right. So we're talking about sleep and sex here on, what did Mark call it, She Talk Live?
She Talk, yeah.
Yeah. I think there used to be a show called She Talk Live on LRN.fm, if I recall correctly.
I believe you're right, in like 2011, 2012, maybe?
It would have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're talking about sleep and sex here in this article that alleges that, you know, healthy sleep leads to healthy sex, and healthy sex leads to healthy sleep. So even though I don't sleep a lot, maybe it's just that I sleep really well, and I sleep really well because I am sexually active.
Okay, well, that would make sense. But I'm sexually active, and I don't sleep really well.
I don't know if I sleep really well or not. I mean, I don't feel rested when I wake up. I mean, I generally have to start pounding caffeine and nicotine before I don't want to murder anyone. And because of sleep apnea, I wake up with a headache every single day, so I don't know how much rest I'm actually getting.
Do you take anything for that?
No, just drink some water, and it goes away. There's no need to take
No, I'm talking about, like, before you sleep. Is there anything,
anything for sleep apnea?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that important to me.
Well, I don't think that I don't think that sexual dysfunction is directly related to sleep issues. I think that sexual dysfunction is probably more environmental, because, you know, if you have kids or you have chores or you hate your job or, you know, you don't have any friends, or, you know, there could be all kinds of things that would cause you not to want to have sex with your partner or your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
The article made a really good point at the beginning, which is that any tired person, if you give them the choice between sex and sleep, the tired person is going to choose sleep. But this is also true of a tired person and food.
I was getting ready to say that. If you have chocolate cake and then you have someone who's tired, which one are they going to want?
Yeah, that doesn't mean that, you know, cake is bad for them.
I don't know. I might take the cake to bed.
So was there any more from that story?
No, it just went in to tell you some things that you could try, like exercise and setting a sleep schedule, watch your diet, talked about not having caffeine. after a certain time. Said make sure your room is set up to be sleep friendly, so no bright lights, no loud sounds, nothing like that. Make it comfy.
It also helps to not use your room as a living room.
Yeah.
This is something that I did when I was younger, but, you know, I was just like, I was renting a bedroom, so I was just always in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And it made it much more difficult to go to sleep because it wasn't, okay, I'm going to bed now. It was, I'm already in bed, but I'm not going to sleep.
Did you find you used gadgets when you were in your room like that, when you just had your room you rented?
You mean as I fell asleep?
Yeah, like when you were trying to go to bed, did you like get like enthralled in like different things online or in your phone or playing a game? Or?
Sure, occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all because that space wasn't, you know, dedicated for sleeping.
Right.
But that's no longer an issue. And I mean, I still sleep with a television on it, even in my bedroom. But that's just because I need the noise and the something there for my brain to do to allow me to fall asleep. Otherwise, I just sit, lay there thinking and end up not sleeping.
I've heard so many people say that, but I cannot sleep with the TV on. Like, there needs to be either silence or, like, a fan noise or, like, AC noise.
I would go nuts sitting in silence trying to fall asleep.
I like it quiet so that if I hear something, I'm like, what was that? I want to know that I want to be able to hear if somebody's coming in my house and they're not supposed to. If there's noise, I'm not going to hear it. I do have dogs, but...
That's a fair point, you know, and... It might be wise for me to start giving that some consideration, considering people have indeed lately come into my house without my permission.
Yeah, see? Even if the doors are locked, sometimes they get in. You're like, I thought I locked the door. The garage door was open.
But yes, they did. Despite the door being locked, they did in fact get in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's likely to happen again. I'm also not letting it change how I sleep. I know Jason Hinza on Facebook, who's a big Anarchapulka guy, he was talking about how he no longer sleeps naked now that he knows, you know, the FBI will just come in and get you. And other people are like, oh, yeah, but that actually deters them a bit. No, it doesn't. It did not faze them one bit.
You were asleep.
I was asleep, yes. Well, I mean, it was 6 in the morning, so I had just gone to bed within the last hour.
Did they do it at the same time to everyone?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea anything was even happening here.
Yeah, me either, with her house or in world. I even asked the cop, I was like, I need my phone because I need directions to Aria's house. And she was like, you can't go to Aria's house. I was like, why?
It was an intense day. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything if you want. 603-283-6160. More coming up, second hour. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.